Welcome to the J-Plan Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the J-Plan Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The J-Plan is a 12-week all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared toward helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. The goal is not to be a gimmick fitness plan that makes you dependent on a DVD. The idea is to give users a realistic workout regimen that will promote independence and long-term results. This program is for all ages and fitness levels. Jeremy Allen, expert fitness trainer and former professional athlete, has been helping people reach their fitness goals for many years. He even coached a contestant on the hit television show The Biggest Loser to a 100-pound weight loss. She's even kept the weight off to this day. With that being said, Jeremy knows what it takes to lose weight in a healthy way and keep it off for good. And now, on to our show with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingles. Take it away, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We started the Building Fortunes Radio station to be able to provide a platform to give our listeners an unbelievable audience of, you know, great hosts with different material, and today is just going to be another example of that because we are now hosting Jeremy Allen and the J-Plan. So if you're unfamiliar with Jeremy, he's going to tell you a little bit about his background, but we're going to focus on this week's radio show, specifically on weight loss and things related to weight loss, because especially, I guess, around the holiday times, a lot of people are going to be thinking about how to keep the weight off or would want to fit into that nice suit or tuxedo or whatever as they're meeting family around the house. So weight loss is always like an issue, probably just as much for guys as it is for girls, and we'll let Jeremy talk a little bit about that. But we're going to introduce first Jeremy Allen. So, Jeremy, tell us a little bit about you, and then we're going to jump into the J-Plan. And as you heard from the intro, there's a lot of things that help make you an expert on weight loss. So talk to us a little bit about Jeremy Allen and your background.
All right. Thanks, Peter. I appreciate that. And first and foremost, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the radio show. I'm
You're welcome.
And me personally, I'm a personal trainer. I consider myself more of a fitness consultant because I do more than just personal training. I work out with people individually. I do boot camps. I also consult people and give them workout programs. And I also have the J-Plan, which is an online workout program that I created for people all over the world. So I don't have to be with them to necessarily be able to use my system and, you know, my style and take some of my ideas to go toward whatever goal they're going for. So me personally, I consider myself a fitness consultant. I have a deep-rooted history in athletics. I played football. I did track and field from high school, collegiate, and also professional levels. And, now I live in Dallas, Texas, and I've helped literally hundreds, maybe even almost around thousands almost, of people with their fitness and weight loss, whether it's muscle gaining as well, toning, anything fitness or health, wellness related, I've dabbled in. And I'm proud to say that I love to do it. And that's pretty much who I am. And I feel like that's really my purpose and calling right now. So that's me in a nutshell, I guess you could say. I'm just a guy that loves to help people and wants to create, a system that everyone can use, and that and if I can help in any way, that's what I feel like I'm here for. So that's me, and I guess that's just a quick runaround of who Jeremy Allen is.
Excellent. And then if you want to, for those people listening, and make sure you go to the buildingfortunesradio.com special segment we have for the J-Plan. You'll see it when you go there. So you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, find that section on the J-Plan. You'll see Jeremy Allen there. And then when you click on that, you'll be able to listen to the very first radio show that we've done where Jeremy really went through a little bit more about his background and some of the, you know, some of the generic stuff about what some of the things that he did. But Jeremy, during the intro, we were talking a little bit about weight loss, but during the first intro, I heard about someone that you helped lose a lot of weight with, like 100 pounds, on a very popular, I guess, television show called The Biggest Loser. Which I guess, you know, that's a life-changing amount of weight to be able to lose. So can you talk to us a little bit about that experience? That must have been just phenomenal, if you can.
Definitely, definitely. Well, there's a lady named Abby Reich, and she had she was a contestant on the season 8 of The Biggest Loser. And she's very memorable because she actually joined the show after she lost her two kids. It was a newborn and a two-year-old, and her husband of 2 years, in a car accident, hit by a drunk driver. They all died at the same time, and it was a pretty traumatic incident for her, and that kind of drove her to find her purpose, and she wanted to focus her energy towards weight loss. So she was actually on the show, and as she was on the show, she lost about 46 pounds when she was on at the ranch. And during that time, she suffered a stress fracture. She had a lot of emotional ups and downs, and she actually, I don't know if you watched the show, but she actually, there was time to vote off the people, and she actually chose to be voted off. She actually was going to stay. She chose to be voted off, and she's from the Dallas, Texas area originally. That's where her family is. So she came there, came to my gym, and the fitness director there referred her to me, and we talked, and we worked out together. From that was May until December, the end of the year, and she lost an additional 54 pounds. So it was a total of 100 pounds. And but we have to understand, she was emotionally just beat down with the situation she dealt with. And she also had two stress factors in her knees and shins. So there were so many things we couldn't do that we had to work around and still achieve the weight loss, you know. So it was a really awesome, and it's a very emotional and a life-changing experience. And I forever thank her for the opportunity. And she's gone on to do many things since. But that was the story with her, The Biggest Loser. And I'm just really proud to have been a part of that and to have had the opportunity to work with someone like Abby.
That is such an amazing story on so many levels. I don't want to drop it, only because I think it's, you know, we talk about stuff, and I do, you know, we do a lot of sales training, you know, so, and people building home-based businesses and dealing with obstacles and objections, and there's a famous author, his name is Ron McMillan, who wrote a book called Crucial Conversations, and he says, you know, the stories that people tell when they want to explain away their own poor performance or when things don't go well are they're VVH stories. Villain, victim, or helpless. And that woman that you're referencing had all of those to the 10th degree because it was villain, victim, and helpless. She had the villain being the drunk driver, the helpless. I mean, geez, who goes through that and then actually comes back sane? And then all of the other things that were going on as well. Helpless, she's got busted up knees and starts off with a, you're going to need a heroic effort. If you're 100 pounds overweight or more, it's a heroic effort to be able to make those lifestyle and everything changes, and then to pile on all the other stuff, holy cow, like, holy cow. So it's so when you take a look at that, you know, I've heard one expression one time that if you took all the problems that were in the world, or you took your problems and then you compared it to everybody else's problems and you put them all on the pile, you'd probably pull yours back. I don't know how in the world, like, anybody could ever actually do that. So how did you work around, so let's talk a little bit about how did you work around that? Like, so let's take up the part of the idea that somebody's psychologically in a stressful position. Could have been because of the weight, or could have been an outside influence, which you could not fix.
Right, right. Well, I think what it is really being understanding, knowing how to communicate, and letting people know that you are there for them, and that you listen, and that you really want the best for them. And that's, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I could have did a lot. After I played football, there's a lot of different areas that I could have went to as far as for work. I could have did a lot of different things, but I genuinely love fitness, and I genuinely love helping people. And I think when people really feel that and know that, there's a comfort level that's built. And from there, you know, I think people, the best comes out. You know, when people feel like you really have their best interests at heart, they're willing to push through some things when they don't want to. And I think that was really where we made our biggest strides. It's okay, we know that we're both here because we genuinely care about each other and we genuinely want the best for each other. So even if, you know, she's going through some super tough times, or she doesn't want to come to the gym, she's depressed that day, or, you know, she's just dealing with a lot of different things emotionally, because she knows how much I genuinely cared about her well-being and where she wanted to be, she showed up. And I'm not giving all myself all the credit for that at all, but I think that developing that, you know, that underlying trust was just a key factor in, you know, us reaching our goals together. And so we just, you know, we had to take everything day by day, you know, it was day by day, because even for someone that doesn't have the situation that she had, it's an everyday struggle to want to live a healthy life. You know, there's so many things that are working against us and dragging us down in that way and tempting us. So it has to be taken day by day. I have to make sure, you know, as a personal trainer, as a fitness consultant, that I am not, you know, getting, I watch the way I speak to people, and I watch, you know, the vibes I get off, and I come in that I'm even every day. I'm not bringing my emotional baggage to the table, because everyone has their own stuff, you know, and my job is to make sure I'm steady and I'm strong, and that person knows that I'm there for them. And that's what I do. And that's my job. So I feel like that's kind of the baseline of how we were able to fight through a lot of the emotional ups and downs. And it really paid off in the long run, us having a strong relationship there.
So it seems like you're an adaptable kind of a coach, if you will, a fitness trainer, that you're going to adapt to the type of people. I'm going to throw the persona of Donald Trump under the bus in this example, because I don't know Donald personally, but I do know that if Donald was a fitness trainer, he would not do the "you're a loser, you're worthless" kind of thing to her at that time. I'm sure he would have some compassion as well. So you, I guess, like a little bit like a chameleon of sorts, but then to be able mm-hmm. to adjust and change to the person you're talking to, that would be important.
Yeah, you have to, yes, because, I mean, I have people from all different walks of life, and I feel like I've always felt like I have a wide range of friends and associates, and I feel like I can relate to a lot of different types of people. And I think you have to, if you want to help a lot of people, you can't just be one way. You know, you have to understand that everyone's different, and that, you know, we can all connect, but we all can connect in different ways. So I guess you could say, you know, I'm always the same in my values, but when it comes to relating to people, there's definitely, you have to be able to adjust and understand that, you know, people are different, and people, there's different things that make different people tick, and, you know, that make
right.
people move. So, mm-hmm.
Well, you were a lineman in football, which means that
no,
you are
I was
fully
running
capable.
Back.
A running back, I'm sorry. But didn't you say they made you play linebacker? Linebacker.
Oh, linebacker, yes,
right.
In high school, yes.
So if you were a linebacker in high school, you have the propensity to be willing and enjoy ripping people's heads off. And then if you're
right.
a running back, you're used to running away from people that are trying to kill you.
Right, exactly.
Running into harm's way. And so which means mm-hmm. that at least in that regard, you're fully schizophrenic, because you can handle every range possible. So that's
exactly,
kind of fun. And I think, that, I don't know if I got the facts right from the specific story, but you worked with her after the loser thing, if I heard you correctly, which means that there was no financial incentive, there was no fame and glory after that. She was done with it. Was that the case?
Right. Well, somewhat. So basically how it works is she there's two different contests once you get voted off. So the show's still going on. So if you get voted off during the show's still airing, you get voted off. People that get voted off can now go into the at-home contest. So there's the people that got voted off the ranch, they're
okay.
in a different category now. So there's the at-home winner, and then there's the on, you know, on the ranch or on the show still winner. So there's two
Perfect.
Different ones. So
and she's the one that finished competing.
Exactly. They want you to still keep everything going. So that's why they keep both contests going, even though there's not a financial prize to it.
Right.
Correct.
Wow. Unbelievable. We're going to take a little commercial break. We're listening to Jeremy Allen on the J Plan. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the J Plan Radio Show, brought to you by the J Plan on buildingfortunesradio.com with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mueller. This special segment can be heard again anytime with almost any device by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The J Plan is a 12-week all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared toward helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. You can learn more by going to the website www.thejplan.com. That's www.thejplan.com. Through the link on the J Plan Show segment on buildingfortunesradio.com. For many years, the J Plan has been helping individuals achieve the fit and healthy bodies they've always wanted. Our special guest, Jeremy Allen, has an extensive background in fitness and wellness as a personal trainer and is one of our favorite experts on Building Fortunes Radio. Tune in often and listen to Jeremy. Visit buildingfortunesradio.com and click on the J Plan Radio Show link to learn more and to hear our archived radio shows. Thanks for listening to the J Plan Radio. And now, back to our show.
Okay, it's Peter Mingles, and we're listening to Jeremy Allen on the J Plan on Building Fortunes Radio. You want to go to thejplan.com, that's in T-H-E, it's J, like the letter J for Jeremy, and then plan, P-L-A-N.com. And if you go there, you'll find out some really great information and also see how you can order from Jeremy as well and take advantage of not only the stuff he does with the weight loss, but all the fitness and I think also the emotional stuff relative to becoming a little, you know, a little bit or a lot more balanced and everything. Jeremy, we're focusing a little bit on weight loss on this one. How does someone get, or how someone gets 100 pounds or more overweight, or any level overweight, I suppose, means that they've created a certain lifestyle or have certain habits that would have to be broken, I'm guessing. And then all of a sudden, you're like, okay, Jeremy, you got to help me out here. I haven't been able to do it on my own, or maybe I've tried a whole bunch of things and been up and down all over the place. That's got to be a huge lifestyle change, kind of. You know what I mean? It's not like they have to move to another country mm-hmm. or learn another language. But it's got to be mm-hmm. some adjustments because they've been living that way for probably a long time. Or maybe it just happened. Right. It could have happened, you know, over whatever. How do people, first of all, is there a difference between how men sometimes become that much overweight or women gain, you know, more so than they, and I'm not talking about 100 pounds, I'm talking about maybe 20, 30, 40, you know, 50 pounds more than they'd really want to be. How does that happen?
You know, I think there's so many different ways that someone could get off track that way and gain a lot of weight over time. I think really it's an emotional thing. You know, I think a lot of times something traumatic happens as far as stress goes, and that's usually the way that people can cope with stress. A lot of people cope with the food. It could be a big lifestyle change. Maybe you used to have a more active job, or maybe you got into a relationship and the person you're with now isn't an exercise person, or maybe you had a baby, or you had a big health issue that came about. It could be a lot of different reasons why people gain weight, and men and women, you know, can go either way. Obviously men won't, you know, be pregnant and gain a bunch of weight that way, but they could have, you know, another health issue that comes in their life and causes them to gain a lot of weight at one time. And it really all depends, but I think where it all starts for the most part is outside of any medical issue, you know, hormonal thing or anything like that. I think it all starts with fixing that is getting with someone else and getting in a plan and understanding that this is something that you need help with. It's not going to be something that you're just going to magically turn around on your own. You're going to need an accountability partner. You're going to need a plan first and foremost, and you're going to need a way to stick to that plan. So that's really how it starts. You know, it starts tons of different ways, but then to get out of that, you have to be very disciplined and understand that it's going to take some, you're going to need some help with it.
So what do you, you know, what does Jeremy Allen think in his head when he sees a TV commercial that says, you don't have to change anything, you just take this magic pill? You know, do you, now maybe those magic pills might work for some, but I'm sure you roll your eyes back in your head, maybe throw something against the wall or something like that. Or what, when you see those types of things, you know, or here, just eat like a rabbit, you know, and maybe if you do eat like a rabbit, you know, just lettuce, maybe eventually you'll lose weight, but you're starving yourself, and then it'll probably come back as soon as your body realizes that you've been starving yourself. So what do you do when you see
exactly.
one of those things like those fad diets?
You know,
or the magic pills?
Yeah, I get really frustrated only because I know I've just seen it. I have clients, you know, unfortunately, I'll admit, I have some people that I work out with that you know, they won't change their eating habits. And if you don't change your eating habits, you're not going to lose weight. If weight loss is what you're going for, you know, you'll lose some and you'll get, you know, you'll get stronger and you'll have other benefits. As far as weight loss goes, you really have to adjust your diet accordingly. And it's not going to, and just going to a pill or some magic solution or some crazy, unhealthy, unscientifically based diet is not going to do it. And it'll actually, you can probably lose some weight immediately, you know, initially, but over the long term, everyone that I've seen do it, and I've been around for a long time, I've trained so many people, they all gain it back. Because I mean, human nature is when things are tough, you want to try your best to avoid that, and you want to quit that. So, you know, it's just when you see commercials that way, they're tapping into your idea of, oh, wow, that looks easy. That's something I can do. When the reality is you really need to tap into yourself and understand that, okay, if it was that easy for everyone, everybody would be taking these magic pills, but it's just not a realistic long-term option solution for you. So I get upset when I see those things, and I'm like, man, they're just going to take somebody's money and, you know, make their money. People figure out it doesn't work, and then they'll put out the next magic pill, and they'll just keep doing that. But long-term, you're just making a bad investment. So,
right, so short-term it might work. You might lose that 5 pounds in 1 week and all that sort of stuff, your first week, if you will. But the reality is it's good for the commercial. It's good for the short-term sale. And most people get into the delusion that they're going to be able to fix their health problems or their weight problems with their credit card, if you will, and nothing else. And it just doesn't work. What about all those claims that we talk about when people say that, well, I lost 5 pounds my first week? Why don't they talk about the second week or the third week or the 10th week? Why is it that it seems like a typical standard of, oh, this is what everybody's looking for, 5 pounds their first week, as if there's something magical going to happen long term from that magical 5 pounds? What is it about the body that loses the 5 pounds? Because just about everybody talks about, oh, I lost 5 pounds in my first week.
Right. It's just a shock to your body.
Okay.
Like anything that you do, anything, your body is going to, especially when it comes to weight loss, it could be water weight, it could be whatever, but your body's initial shock is going to have the most change. Like if you look at, you know, over a long term, if you look like, say, a graph of weight loss, whenever there's a big change where, say, you introduce something new or do something different, that's when you're going to have the initial time that you do that is when you're going to have the biggest weight loss. And, you know, then over time it'll stagnate and it'll plateau and it'll, you know, kind of go, you know, steady. And then you'll do something different and then you have another weight loss or you have another weight gain. But whenever there's something different introduced, that's when you have your most dramatic change. So that's all that is. And people in, you know, they say first week, they're not, they can say that because it's true, but that sounds appealing to people. Oh, wow, in your first week, you know, I lost this much weight. Oh, wow, it's only going to take me a week. But they don't talk about, oh, I gained it all back in the third or fourth, fifth week, you know.
Right, and
so,
then, so why do people have a tendency to say they not only lost it, but they gained more back? Like they might have, you know, started off, they lost 10 pounds, but by, you know, 3 months later, they're 15 pounds more than what they were before. Why is there a rebound effect on some people?
Because what really happens is if you're not in a plan, because a lot of things is probably a pill or is it probably something unrealistic that you did to lose that weight initially. And so you actually rebound and go the opposite direction over the next few weeks because your body is longing for what it was missing that you overcompensate and you go the opposite direction. And whether it's mental, say, you know, you've been starving yourself for 2 weeks, you're going to go stuff your face, you know, and your body's going to want to go stuff its body, to get back to where it was. And then you tend to overdo it after that because mentally you've been starved. You've been longing for this so long. And that's just from a mental standpoint. And your body does the same thing. I mean, when it's been starved of something, when you've been, your body needs all three major nutrients. Your body needs fat, it needs carbs, and it needs protein. So when you cut out one of those things, when you bring it back into play, your body's going to say, oh, wow, I've been missing this. I need it. So all of a sudden you're going to go over and beyond, and you're going to, you know, overindulge. And then over time you'll kind of work back to where you were before, you know, but you can't just cut things out, you know, and then expect long-term results. It's just not realistic. It's not how we were made.
Right. There's a lot of people listening and that are wondering what this costs to get started working with you and what your programs are. Can you talk a little bit about that? I know they can go to the jplan.com and they could find the way to start to purchase some stuff, but can you talk to us about, you know, what people can buy from you to be able to help them on this journey?
Definitely. Well, the J-Plan, basically what it is, it's a 12-week online fitness program. And it starts out, it's $29.95 for three consecutive months. So it's a total of $89.95, roughly. And that's over.
And I got to clarify for some people in our listening audience, you're not talking about $8,995, and you're not talking about $2,995.
No.
You're talking about $29.95.
Yes, and I purposely made it. That's what I charge for one session, 1 hour session with me personally. But I've heard, so this is like a crazy deal. But I did that because I wanted everyone to be able to do it. And I did not want finances to be the reason why you don't start this thing. And what's gonna there's set programs that are built in place. You know, they got upper body, lower body, you know, all these, you know, stretching routines, diets, you know, all this stuff that I have implemented. But when we talk on the phone, when we email, when we Skype, whatever, that's how I cater that to you. So I'm there all the time. I'm here for you throughout the journey. So if you have certain injuries or if you have certain things you can't do or certain equipment that, and it only takes, you can do this at home or the gym. So it's only dumbbells, stability ball, and a resistance band. So you can do that at home or the gym, on the go, whatever. So I created it to be minimal equipment, and I literally want this to be for everyone. You know, I don't want you to say, oh, I can't afford, you know, to do a program. I know how much trainers cost or not. But I did this because I wanted everyone to have a chance, if they really wanted, to have a chance to change their lives. And
right,
not
everybody's in Dallas, so they can't visit with you personally. So this is the next best thing.
Exactly. And it's, you have a member area that you'll be able to log into to view the videos and to get the written program that you can print off or just view from your smartphone or whatever. So it's not something that you need to have be in front of your computer or anything like that. You can, you know, do this thing on the go anywhere, and I wanted to make it as convenient and as possible.
Excellent. Well, we're running out of time. I was going to say thank you, Jeremy Allen. Go to the jplan.com. So go to thejplan.com, go over, take a listen to that, and then also go back to Building Fortunes Radio. You'll hear more segments soon.
You've been listening to the J Plan Radio Show.
Thank you.
Brought to you by the J Plan on buildingfortunesradio.com with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingle. Thanks for listening. For many years, the J Plan has been helping individuals achieve the fit and healthy bodies they've always wanted. Go to www.thejplan.com to learn more and always listen in to Building Fortunes Radio, where our special host Jeremy Allen shares crucial information about how to effectively create a healthy lifestyle for the long term. The J Plan is a 12-week all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared towards helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. So listen in, get inspired, and learn how to realistically create a healthier lifestyle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more of the J-Plan segments with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingle. And check out www.thejplan.com. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Jeremy, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.